This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well this week. The topic today is going to be continuing on a series of sermons, a series of questions from who do you serve, will you obey? And today's topic is going to be, are you ready? And so I'm believing it in a time such as this, where we're going through a whole lot of struggles, a whole lot of temptation, a whole lot of everything. It's kind of interesting. It's an interesting topic to bring up, especially when you're going to the throne and you're asking God for whatever you're praying for, be it a spouse, job, finances, you name it, whatever it may be. The biggest question that we have to ask ourselves, and you got to be careful in how you answer it, is are you ready? So, without further ado, I want to ask you, are you ready for today's service? I pray that you are. So, without further ado, we're going to get right to it. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing. And I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation. I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I would be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. Prayer time here at Safe Haven. I'm praying that everyone is having a good week. If not, this is a great time to come to the throne. Well, no matter where you are, the altar could be your prayer room, your prayer closet, your bed, maybe even in your car, in a brief moment where you can just focus on the Lord during this time. I want to just send out special prayers to all those who are going through health struggles, financial struggles, you name it. God has got you covered. All you have to do is pray on it and then believe in the prayer that you are praying. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for another opportunity to be able to wake up and in our right minds. So Heavenly Father, we know that we have done wrong before this very moment. So we pray, oh Lord, that you forgive us for all our sins and shortcomings. We pray that you just lift us back up, restore us in the way that you remember us, O Heavenly Father, so we can continue to do your will. We pray for those who have not yet seen you or felt your presence, O Heavenly Father. We pray that someone or something pricks their heart. We pray that we prick their heart right now, Heavenly Father, and so they can be able to go about and do your will and fulfill the purpose that you have created them for, Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every church door that is open in your name, O Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every pastor that's got to preach the word today, O Heavenly Father. We want to also pray right now for this podcast, O Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every other podcast, O Heavenly Father, that is doing the same thing that we are doing, O Heavenly Father. We pray for every podcast minister. Pray that you just bless them with the word from on high so they can just preach to all, speak to all the people that are connected to them. Want to pray for this podcast and pray for myself, O Heavenly Father. You continue to bless me and guide me the way you see fit, O Heavenly Father. Continue to use me to encourage others, O Heavenly Father. And at the same time, let me be able to encourage myself, O Heavenly Father. Because some days I feel lost. Some days I feel confused. Some days I feel like throwing in the towel, Heavenly Father. But I thank you for continuing to prick my heart no matter what, O Heavenly Father, so I can be able to do what you have called me to do, O Heavenly Father. For this is something that you wanted me to do from day one. I may have fought against it, O Heavenly Father, but I am thankful that I finally bowed down and listened to you, O Heavenly Father, and not listened to myself nor my flesh. So right now, I want to say thank you. I want to pray for the word that is going to be coming forth today, O Heavenly Father. Let it be a word from on high. The words are not on the printed page, O Heavenly Father. Please bless my heart so I can be able to express it in the way that you want it to be expressed. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
It's scripture time here at Safe Haven. I pray that you have your swords ready. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of Matthew today. We're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Pray that you read the entire Matthew chapter 7 in its entirety. It's a very, very, very powerful text. But today, due to time constraints, we're going to focus on these four verses. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives, and everyone who searches, finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together, I pray that you ask that you pray with me on the topic, are you ready? Are you ready? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the word in advance. We pray that you just lift me up, O Heavenly Father. Empty out my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Heavenly Father. If the words are not on the printed page, Heavenly Father, put it in my heart, put it in my spirit, and put it on my tongue so I can be able to preach it to the masses. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Are you ready? You see, this week was a blessing for me. You want to know why? Because in the midst of everything, I was able to see today and see it with fresh eyes. You see, I went through a week of reflection and meditation. I was able to realize that in order to get to the next level, I had to come to an understanding with the current level I'm on. How many of you have been able to take the time to do that as well? I know a lot of us wouldn't be stuck in dead-end relationships or good-for-nothing jobs if we truly deactivate the social media accounts once in a while. See, I learned on Monday that Facebook and other social media accounts suffered a blackout for a good few hours. You know, since my page was deactivated by choice at the moment, I didn't feel the sting as much as others, yet I could understand why some people may have lost their minds. They probably were worried that they'd lose their audience if they couldn't get back on, or would have no one to share their latest idea with, be it a good or bad one. See, it's amazing how something so small could take full residence in your world, free of charge, basically. You see, if we had to pay for access to any of these social media accounts, I bet that we'd be living our lives the right way to a degree. See, when I left the social media world for a week, I picked up my phone to call some people. That's right. You're probably asking, what does that have to do with today's message? I'm glad you asked, because it's about to be given unto you. See, Jesus starts this particular text with in verse 7 through 8. He says, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who searches, finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. You see, those words indicate that someone meaning us, had to make a call to the Lord. That's right, we had to pick up our phone and had to make the conversation with him. We couldn't do a direct message. We couldn't send him email. We had to actually have an actual chit-chat with God on the spot. See, for today's generation, that's unheard of. I bet that they barely know their best friend's phone number by heart, but knows their Snapchat, Twitter handle, Facebook, and Instagram name without batting an eye. Amen? If you fall in line with that mindset as well, I can't blame you. I really can't. Because we live in a world right now where if we don't fall in line with some of these things, we are quote-unquote out of touch. We're outdated and out of place. If you ask me, we're not quote-unquote out of anything in God's eyes. Amen? See, he sees us trying to hold on to some values, especially when a social media shutdown could happen at any time. I wouldn't want to be staring at a blank screen when the Lord is standing right next to me on Judgment Day asking, where's the Lord? I can't see him. If this sounds familiar, you better look in the mirror and say, uh-oh. After saying that, I'm hoping that someone around you will tell you to look up. Amen? See, this leads me to the first point of today's message. You have to mature at some point. I say it again for the note takers. You have to mature at some point. See, verse 8 says, once again, for everyone who asks, receives, and everyone who searches, finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. When you pray, I hope you don't mind me getting a little personal here. Do you believe that wholeheartedly
God's going to answer your prayers? See, I'm serious. Because when he tells you no or wait, your response is vital to where this message is leading us to. You ask and you shall receive. I ask and I'll receive. The catch is, we may not always receive what we ask for. So, are you prepared for the alternative answers to your prayers? See, I knew a person who always wanted to be number one at all costs and win every single game that they played, especially if it's their first time out against someone else. One day, we're going to call this person number one. One day, number one played this board game with a laid-back person. They were racking up the points and buying almost every space on the game. They were playing Monopoly. Yet the laid-back person, they played it chill. They played it real cool. Took them a while to build up what they were doing, but they did, and they were making the best comeback ever. See, when number one thought they had the upper hand, offered to buy a space when they landed on it, thinking that the game would be over after they bought this space, when they suddenly learned that they already owned the space. And then the laid-back person, noticing all that, still being chill, they won the game with the next move. And number one was no longer the top person, and they weren't prepared to be number two. And they kept asking the laid-back person, will they play again? Play again. Laid-back person said, I already accomplished what I wanted to do. I'm done. And they moved on. You see, but like I said, number one wasn't ready to be number two anymore. Wasn't ready to be number two, period. See, that's how we feel when God gives us a different direction to go in that is in contrast with our vision. See, in verse 8, Jesus is telling us right now that God answers all prayers. That's right. Now you know for certain. Now you know for certain from this verse, Matthew 7, verse 8, that God is answering all prayers. You know. Now you know. Because if you were searching for something from God, he'll make sure you find it post haste. At some point, you're going to have to be a grown-up with this relationship with God. Amen? That's right. I said the R word, relationship. It's not the time to be one-sided in this relationship either. God's the last one I would want to ghost in this relationship, brethren. See, if he ghosts you like we do our bae and our boo, we might end up in the streets fighting for a spot at the local shelter and getting denied even if we won the spot to go into the shelter. Amen? See, lesson to all, consider this one a bonus point. Don't ghost God. You see, if you do, it won't be easy for you to recover from anything that happens to you. You won't be able to receive mail from heaven without paying a COD, cash on delivery. I would love to expand on this relationship tip by asking you to examine your relationships with people here and with God as well. Some of us are antisocial and can't stand people, but we still want to be loved by the few people who can stand our crazy selves. Amen. See, I'm like that sometimes. I'm not antisocial, but I have the tendency to be at times. And it's true. I do. Amen. I see. I bet you are like that too, especially when you're dealing with a relationship with someone who is too opposite for you to be attracted to them anymore. You ask God to deliver you from it to the better person, and he shows you the person for you. Instead of doing the right thing by releasing yourself from the negative relationship, you poison your salvation by turning them into an unwanted temptation. See, this is why few people are happy anymore. You know, the other day I was in the store. I saw a beautiful woman and say to the cashier that they hope they never have kids, only to look up at me with her eyes telling me that she wished she had never said that, because probably she looked at me and said, man, I want to have his kids. But here was a catch. Here was a kicker for her. She was looking at my eyes. My eyes told her that I do want kids and you have nothing to fear. Amen? Because I ain't looking at you. See, the gist of what I'm saying is we have to be mature enough to understand that our relationship with God is just as unique as the relationships that we have with each other. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to say. I'm not even sure if that example I had given you about the person I saw was the best one. But you know what? At the time, it made sense because I looked into their eyes. They looked into mine. And I saw what they were seeing. They got nervous. They got jittery. They thought that I was probably going to say something to them. Honestly, I wasn't. I just like, well, that's how you feel. I'm not going to try and convince you to do otherwise. That's between you, God, and whoever you end up with. Amen? See, that leads me to the second point in today's message. Your vision must change with the times. I always repeat one more time for the ones that write notes. Your vision must change with the times. Verses 9 and 10 says, is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will you give it a snake? See, these two verses are presenting us with a different perspective of how we approach people in general. If I come to you asking for help, will you turn the other cheek? Now, what if your kids come to you for help? Will you help them? Or will you turn the other cheek like you did me? See, these two verses reflect my life for the past several years. I don't have kids, but I have a huge heart. And I am guilty of helping out others, sometimes at the detriment of my own well-being. Everyone doesn't return the favor. And I look up to God and say that it'll return, but more likely not from the person that I gave it to. Gave my favor to. It doesn't mean that the unreturned favor is forgiven. It just means that it's on pause until God places that fact on their heart. That's right. I forgive them for not being efficient, but it doesn't mean that the debt is forgiven. It's just on pause. Sometimes, it just made me realize, sometimes we need to put that beef on pause and just be there for the person in another way. Amen? You see, these two verses taught me that if we put our differences aside and focus on our collective strengths, we could go much farther than the city limits. We can do more than take cruises to the same islands. We can do more than take trips to the same cities, going to the nightclubs that are reminiscent of the nightclubs in the towns that we come from. We should be going out there and change laws for the betterment of our people as a whole. See, if I live my vision of who I thought I'd be now for my 20-year-old self, I would be either happy doing something in Hollywood or broke in East L.A. because I wasted my money there and I could not get back to Chicago. See, God had taught me to adjust my vision to my current reality each day I awake. How about yourself? Are you adjusting your vision from whom you thought you'd be when you were younger? It's not easy to understand that right away. Look, the disciples didn't get anything Jesus was teaching completely until he was gone from here. Many churchgoers still don't get it, and some of us doing our best to preach it kind of get it. Not your pastor or me. Amen? Your pastor and myself, we get it. We get it. We understand. We simpatico. Now, if your vision is stuck in 1989 or 1999, you're going to have a rough time trying to win over anyone in 2021. Matter of fact, you're going to have a hard time winning over anybody in 2022 and 2023 if you're still stuck back in the 80s and the 90s. Amen? You see, if you get rid of ministries that bring the people closer together, what is the point of preaching about, as it says in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, where it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Why would I go to a church that says to, as it says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God, and it is that he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. If you removed the choirs and got rid of the ushers. You tell me that times have changed, Rev, and you tell me that I need to know my role. You see, it's kind of hard to do that when I started my service in church as a youth usher and a member of the youth choir. When I hear that a few churches out there are removing these ministries, I must rise up and question if a pastor's vision for these troubling times is leading them to remove the most accessible ministries for the people that they are trying to bring in. Then who is giving them that vision? If I was in a building preaching this message today, I know that the sanctuary would be on their feet, while some ministers with their lack of vision would be gritting their teeth listening to what the Lord is saying today, wishing that I was not there anymore. Amen? See, you're not ready for what saith the Lord. Not yet. That's why we're being led to the third and final point of today's message. You must believe. Say it again. You must believe. Verse 11 says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Wow. That's another analogy of how God works when you believe that wholeheartedly, he will bless you abundantly. One of the things that we must do is learn how to be a blessing to others and not a stressing. We can't be expecting God to bless us when we can't even do godly things like bless the unfortunate people around us. The flip side of it is it could be you that could be the unfortunate one. See, that reminded me of an old Mel Brooks movie that I liked as a kid called Life Stinks. Interesting name. Mel Brooks played a rich CEO of a company that wanted to buy a slum area in his city before his rival did. So, in the middle of a little bet between him and his rival challenged him to live in the slum area that he wanted to buy for 30 days with no access to his funds and truly be homeless, could not leave the area, had an ankle bracelet. If he left the area, he lost the bet. It's funny. In the midst of the bet, as the days went on and he grew more destitute and more distant, and pretty much he became one of the people, he began to understand what he was wrong about the people. He looked over, and eventually he changed his ways. Matter of fact, he ended up making his life better by making life better for others first. Woo! You missed it right there. If you could make your life better by only making other people's lives better first, woo, imagine that. Everybody would be great. Everybody would be happy. We'd all be at peace. But you shouldn't have to wait until you hit rock bottom before seeing the greatness within you. Amen? See, we're all capable of doing greatness right now. We just have to look beyond the recognition portion, you know, the kudos, the pat on the back, saying, hey, good job. Sometimes you're not going to get the good job from who you want it from. Sometimes you're going to get the good job from God above. He's going to bless you with even more so than the person who you're looking for to say good job and patting you on the shoulder would ever give you. Just do the right thing because it is the right thing to do, period. Question, do you believe? Another question, do you want to believe? Yes, I understand. Some of you have lost some loved ones before their time, and it's extremely hard to believe that God would strip this person who is your entire world away from you before you got to tell them that fact. And if you did tell them that fact, it still hurts. See, here's a bittersweet perspective on that, because I'm feeling for you. I feel for you right now. I'm empathetic to your cause. But this is what says the Lord. This was a reminder that each day isn't promised, and we have to seize the moment while we can. Amen? See, I ask myself often, do I believe? Do I still want to believe? Yes and yes are my answers, but not because of this sermon. That's my answer because I know what I've gone through to get to this point. I'm not pretending that I never thought otherwise or attempted to go in another direction. Yes, I have been tempted. And sometimes I stood tall, and other times I've taken a fall, just like you. I've chosen to lean on God more these days because I'm ready, just like you're ready. We're ready to get to the next level. We're ready to mature and adjust our vision because we now believe that wholeheartedly God will answer our prayers. We have to listen, and we must be ready. Will you be ready? Are you ready? Because it's time. Are you ready? He's ready to bring you inside. Are you ready? Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and the messenger right now. We just pray that it uplifted someone who is listening right now, Heavenly Father. If it did not lift up this person, I pray that you move it to the next person who will be lifted up by this word, oh Heavenly Father. Sometimes it takes more than one listen to understand what you're saying to us right now. So right now, we just want to say thank you. We want to thank you for everything that you have ever done for us on this day. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Oh, yes. Another special announcement for this month of October. On the fourth Sunday, we are going to have a special guest speaker. It is a very good friend of mine, brother of mine, He's Reverend Jerry Whitaker. We've had him on here before. Reverend Jerry Whitaker is associate pastor at New Faith Baptist Church International in Matteson, Illinois, where his pastors are Reverends Dr. Trunell D. Felder and Reverend Dr. Alexis L. Felder. Great, great, great man of God. Can't wait to have him on here on the fourth Sunday. Please make sure you stay tuned. Save the date. It's going to be a blessed word from on high. Can't wait. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast, in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you next week.
Amen. 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 Don't be ashamed to call his name. Yes, Lord.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.